If you would like a written transcript of the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, just listen to this podcast and write down everything we say. Things that were going to be so hot, trends that disappeared so fast.
Yeah, and we've just wanted to know, like, okay, which ones were the ones that you noticed, or right. maybe you were into, or you pointed and laughed at.
Right.
You said NFTs and fidget spinners.
Right.
Excellent examples.
Those were gone really fast.
They've come and gone quickly. Michelle Philippi says, curling. I think it went back north to Canada. I think that has a resurgence every
Winter Olympics.
Olympics.
Yes. I actually love curling. It's very soothing to watch.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Especially when they're yelling at it, going like, rah, rah, rah,
and there's
the left,
sweeping.
The
it's got an ASMR kind of thing to it. Yeah. Yeah. I would go to sleep to curling. Let's see. We had playing Candy Crush. Oh, Julie, you are right.
Candy Crush. That was red hot for a while.
Yeah. And then there's the sad people that are still doing it.
Right.
I'm sorry if that's you. If I offended you, I apologize. But
they tried to keep it alive with different versions of it. There was like Candy Crush Soda.
Yeah. And it's like, now you're just trying too
you're
hard.
Just trying
Come
too
on,
hard.
Just enjoy what we had. Let's not belabor this thing.
That's right.
Sabrina Paris says slap bracelets.
Oh, my God.
Remember those things? You'd like.
Yeah. Whoop. Those were really sometimes hot for about 2 weeks.
We call them like slap wraps.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Just like it was like a piece of plastic and you just kind of like banged it on your wrist and it became a bracelet.
Yeah. And people had logos on it and all kinds of stuff like that.
Mm hmm. So if you have any things that you want to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Explain it. Maybe you were into it and it just, now you're kind of embarrassed, or they're sitting in your closet and now you're going like, that's a sell at a yard sale, but I don't want people to know that I was into that for a while. This is a sad one. I don't like to end on a sad note, but Jennifer Ellis Bear says, hopes for a winning season from the Preds and the Titans.
Oh,
that was a fad for a little bit.
That was.
Maybe like late summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's gone.
Yeah. The Titans are done. We're hoping.
Preds
still
have a little
still
life.
Long, yeah, it's still a long season for the Preds. They could still come back.
They could still make it real fun. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Your things that were really hot and then just disappeared.
They were hot, and then they was not. Got that Friday thing going on, and of course, it's going to be the big Glickin' weekend. And Jim, you have glicked the Glickin'.
I glicked, which
glicked.
Is, it's like the Barbenheimer thing.
Right.
If you see, like, Barbenheimer and, or Barbie and Oppenheimer on the same day, since it's one of those things with two big movies coming out, Gladiator 2 and Wicked, the thing is, some people are doing it. I was able to do it in 24 hours.
Right, right.
So I went to see Wicked on Wednesday night, and then yesterday afternoon saw Gladiator 2.
Okay.
I've done it.
You've done it.
I've given them a lot of money.
Now, you have a movie review podcast.
Yes.
And you rated both those movies pretty high.
I do. I'm tough on movies. I think I am.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I'm the lowest score among my colleagues. But I gave Wicked 9 out of 10. Solid.
Wow. That's good.
Great movie. They did a fantastic job with it. You'll absolutely love it. And then Gladiator 2, loved the original Gladiator 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't sure if it was going to be a sequel or if it was just going to be a standalone thing. It's actually a sequel, but it takes place 20 years after when the movie came out the first time. So it's like...
Well, actually, the timeline is pretty accurate.
It's real time, right?
Wow.
So, the Russell Crowe version, this is what happens 20 years later from the events of that. It was really good. I'm going to give it an 8. I thought it was like really good. I mean, I would give Gladiator probably like a 9.5, which is like, I love that movie.
Yeah. Doesn't the actress who was in the first movie reprises her role?
She does. There's people in it. You go, I remember them
that
from
guy.
The last movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was the one that Maximus had a like kind of a thing with.
Oh, yeah.
a secret thing. And so she's back, and it was really fun. And they're willing to sell you all kinds of stuff when you go.
I bet.
So there's lots of Wicked stuff at the theater, special Wicked cups with, you know, Elphaba, you know, the Wicked Witch of the West on the top of the cup. And there's Gladiator cups. And it's all about getting you to buy extra stuff.
Oh, yeah. They, you know, that's become a big thing now with the popcorn.
Popcorn buckets, yes. Yeah,
they started with Dune with the popcorn bucket that looked like something you'd find under your teenage son's bed.
It was like a sandworm thing.
Yeah, that's what they said it was.
We won't describe it too much.
And they've done it for like Wolverine and the Deadpool movie. And now they're coming out. There's going to be a new animated Lord of the Rings movie. And they've released what the popcorn bucket is going to look like.
Yeah.
And it's a hammer. It's a war hammer. It's got like a 27-inch handle on it. You can do some real damage with it.
But they fill it with popcorn somehow?
You open it, you open up the side of the hammer, and the popcorn goes in there. So,
oh, okay. You know, so, all right. But basically, it's something your kid would want if they're going to the movies. You buy it for them, and then pretty much 5 minutes in, you have to take it away from them.
Yeah, and have to put it on top of the refrigerator with all the other toys that they're not allowed to play with.
They're hitting people in the head who are sitting in front of them.
Three things you want to know this morning. Of course, the folks in Franklin are very proud because local dance group is going to be heading to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City.
That's awesome.
Dance Mania. 32 dancers will be going up and down Broadway.
What an awesome thing.
Yeah, that's
they'll
cool.
be on television, get some cool time on
nice
Thanksgiving.
Street. Yeah, get to see New York and all that. It's cool stuff. Big old shiny buildings.
That's awesome. if you remember, not long ago, they were looking for a kayaker in Wisconsin who seemed to have maybe died while kayaking. They found his kayak, and then they started to believe that he faked his own death.
Right, because they found somebody like overseas that kind of looked like him.
Yes. Well, Ryan Borgwalt, he vanished August 12th, and he put out a video of him in Europe somewhere in which he says, "I am alive. Don't look for me."
So he did fake his own death.
He did fake his own death. Yeah. He did it to leave his family of three children. And he met somebody online, which he is apparently with right now.
Right, in Uzbekistan or somewhere like that.
Yeah. And they say if he comes back, he could face charges for a number of things. And he would owe them $40,000 for all the search and rescue costs that they went through unnecessarily because he wanted to go run away with his side chick.
Yeah, I guess they found his cell phone and his wallet and the upside-down kayak and all that. So, wow. Matt Gaetz has taken his name out of the running for attorney general. So,
he was too problematic.
Yeah, so he's out, and he's going to devote the rest of his time to entering Beavis and Butthead lookalike contest. That may or may not be true. I don't have sources on that. I'm just theorizing. That's probably what's going
to happen. Do your own research is what we're saying.
It's the Woody and Jim Show.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
We've been having some fun this morning talking about trends that were super hot and then super not.
And then they just
disappeared.
As fast.
Everybody said, this is going to be the biggest thing ever.
Yep.
Yeah. We had a lot of people comment. Chris Leftwich, one of our friends on Facebook, says wacky wall walkers.
Oh, yeah.
Where you sling it against the wall and it would like kind of crawl down and leave residue all over your wall.
Yeah.
Moms loved those.
Yeah. We had one of those, patio door windows.
Yeah.
So it was all glass.
Oh, yeah.
It was let's see. Dan said, people saying YOLO.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He asks, seriously, did all those people die off?
You only live once,
yeah.
Maybe there was an expiration date on that. Donna is very funny. She says, let's date this. Pet rocks.
Oh,
remember
boy.
Remember Pet Rocks? They came in like in a little cardboard container that looked kind of like you were taking an animal home from, you know, PetSmart.
This is back in the 70s.
Yeah.
This is when I was very little.
Oh, yeah. And it came with like Easter grass in it. And it was just a rock. It was just a rock.
That was it.
But it was hot for a while.
It was.
Yeah.
They were very, very much a cultural phenomenon.
Right.
And that kind of led us to some thinking. Woody and I did some research about the Pet Rock because we thought, like, you know, that while it was, like, dumb and people were charging you for a rock.
A rock.
But, like, the you didn't have to care for it.
Right.
Like, nothing you did would hurt the rock.
Right. The rock would stay strong no matter what you did to it.
So we've put together, we're going to perform it live for you.
Okay.
It's a documentary about pretend things that were really big that we had to keep alive.
Right. That you did have a chance of it dying if you didn't take care of it.
Over time,
all right,
our documentary begins. In 1975, there appeared the Pet Rock.
Literally, just a rock. Zero effort to keep it alive.
We jump ahead to 1996 and the Tamagotchi.
Oh, God. Beep, beep. Feed me or I'll die. And your parents also have to keep track of me because they won't allow it in school.
In 1999, the internet took over and it was a plushie and it was online. Neopets.
Raise your pet. Build a shop. Never log off because we're tracking you.
2005, Webkinz came along.
Buy the plushie. Unlock the world. Don't let them starve.
Then 2009, Mark Zuckerberg took over and brought us Farmville.
Oh, my God. So into that. Harvest your crops or they'll die. Also, you can send somebody a cow.
Yeah.
Which is always nice. Oh, I've gifted you a cow. It's a cyber cow.
And then 2017, there was plant care apps. Where you actually went on your phone and cared for a plant.
A pretend plant.
Didn't exist.
You had to water me or I'll guilt trip you.
With sad leaves.
Sad, sad leaves.
And there's Woody and Jim's documentary on the timeline of pretend things we had to keep alive.
Yep. That's the sign right there, y'all.
There it is.
Saw it.
Oh, just drove past.
Ready to play Gender Wars now with Woody and Jim. Brought to you by Goin Postal in Brentwood.
Your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for Gender Wars.
All right. We are ready to play Gender Wars.
That's a great version. Thanks to our friends, the Barbershop Harmony Society. We are the world headquarters in Nashville for barbershop quartets.
Yeah.
And other multiples of barbershop singing people.
That's right. They're bringing it back.
Love it.
All right. Who we got ready to play here?
We got Roger in Hermitage on line one. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
Melissa is in West Nashville. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Doing well.
All right.
This is a Glicked weekend, so our Get Acquainted question for, we'll start with you, Roger. Which movie do you pick, Wicked or Gladiator 2?
I'd pick Gladiator 2, but we're going to go see Wicked because I got kids that want to go see it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't make decisions about your own life.
That's right. You have to do what other people want.
Exactly.
But you're going to love it.
Yeah.
They're both great movies. Melissa, which is your pick, Wicked or Gladiator 2?
Well, I'm going to have to go with Wicked. I never saw Gladiator 1, so I don't know that I'd be able to tell.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's like seeing Home Alone 2 before you saw Home Alone.
Exactly.
You'd be totally lost.
Right. That's what I was afraid of.
No, you could see it, but just see Gladiator first. Yeah.
Okay. Second Gladiator doesn't feature the wet bandits.
All right. You've each got a screw you can use if you need it and you're in trouble. We start things out with a multiple choice question.
Okay, here we go, Melissa. If you believe the commercials, Titans quarterback Will Levis is obsessed with ketchup, mustard, or mayonnaise.
That, I believe, is mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, yeah.
Correct.
He has his own mayonnaise smelling cologne.
Yeah. At least that's working out for him.
Yeah.
Roger, in the movie La La Land, was Ryan Gosling's co-star Emily Blunt Emma Stone or Rachel McAdams?
That would be Emma Stone.
Yes.
You are correct.
Okay.
1-1.
Oddly enough, Melissa, we have a Gladiator question for you you've never seen the movie.
So random.
Gladiator 2 opening in theaters this weekend. Who was the star of the original Gladiator in the year 2000?
I haven't seen it, but I think I remember that it was Russell Crowe.
Yes.
That is correct.
Good job.
That's right. You don't have to see it. You just have to know it. Good job. 2-1. Roger, Unwrap a Smile is the slogan of what snack food company? Unwrap a Smile.
Unwrap a Smile. Snack food. I'm going to screw.
Okay, Melissa.
All right.
He sends it your way. Unwrap a Smile is the slogan of what snack food company?
I'm going to go Mars.
No, it's not Mars. It's Little Debbie.
Little Debbie, Unwrap a Smile. Debbie. Okay, that's a good use of the screw there, Roger.
It's 2-2.
Okay, take the lead back here, Melissa. The iconic Air Jordan basketball shoes are sold by what company?
Nike.
Nike is right.
Nailed it.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. All right, Roger, you need this one to keep the game going and send it into overtime. Kathy Bates stars in a reboot of what classic TV show?
Matlock.
Matlock! I like that. That's it's like excellent. You were calling out for the lawyer in the back of the room. Matlock! Okay, we have a tie. We're going to break that tie with Name That Tune, Lyrics Edition. All right, Melissa, up to 5 lines of a song. How many are you going to need to name it?
I'm going to go 4.
4.
4 lines. Okay, do you want to do it in less, Roger?
I'll try 3.
3. Back to you, Melissa.
You want to do it in less than 3?
All right, I'm going to try 2.
2?
She's going with 2. Very daring.
Yeah, all right, Roger, you want to do it in 1 line or make her do it?
I'll make her do it.
Okay. Here we go, Melissa.
2 lines from a song. We need to know what that song is. Here we go.
Okay.
If we took a holiday, took some time to celebrate, there's your 2 lines.
Oh. All right. I believe that is Holiday by Madonna.
You are
good job.
Roger, you were awesome too.
Yeah. No kidding. You both were great contestants. We hope you'll play again real soon. For you, Melissa, we have a certificate of bragification you can flaunt around.
And Roger, for you, in your salute, we're just going to walk around the building and hear Cromwell Media and just yell out, Matlock!
Matlock! You guys have a great weekend. We play Gender Wars again Monday morning at 7:20. Here's some relationship advice for anybody.
Okay.
If you're in a relationship, don't stop dating. I'm not saying dating other people, but keep your relationship alive.
One person.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, we're kind of on a budget right now. My girlfriend Melissa and I, we went out and had dinner last night. And then we came back to the house and we danced in the kitchen.
That's awesome.
We were dancing to Alexa was playing Yacht Rock.
I love me some Yacht Rock.
Pablo Cruz was in there. We had the Doobie Brothers. We had 10cc.
Yeah.
All kinds of great
Michael
songs.
Michael McDonald is kind of like the goat of Yacht Rock.
Yeah, because we heard that Yacht Rock special is going to be coming on Max and HBO.
Yeah, later this month, towards the end of the month.
I love it.
Oh, you know, that's
Christopher
cool.
Cross, all that stuff is like, you know, keep your relationship alive by just dancing together.
Dance in the kitchen.
Yeah, and confusing your pets.
They're looking at you like, what are you doing?
Lucy, our Doberman, was like circling us in the kitchen like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
And why am I not involved with this?
Yeah.
So she had to dance. We had to have a throuple with the dog also dancing.
Oh, we've done that with our larger dogs that could kind of like put their paws up like around chest level. Yeah. It's like 2 people and a dog.
Yeah.
Slow dancing.
Yeah, don't just go home and sit on the couch. Dance in the kitchen with your animals and your significant other. Hey, how about a little mood changer?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood.
This is a really sweet story. Back in the 80s, a guy named Earl. He had to sell his dream car, which was a 1967 Camaro. And he sold it to buy diapers and get a minivan because he was, you know, had a couple of kids.
He was adulting.
Yeah, he was adulting.
He had to let go of his muscle car.
And his son, Jared, I guess over the years, he's teased him about how he had to sell his dream car to buy diapers. And so on his 65th birthday, Jared wanted to give him his car back. He couldn't find the actual car.
Okay.
But he found one just like it. And spent a couple of years restoring it in private. And then on his 65th birthday, he pulled up to his dad's house with a 67 Camaro.
That is not just a 67 Camaro.
Right?
That is your 67 Camaro. That is your car.
Thanks for the diaper money, Dad.
Sit down with my car.
Yeah, it's your car.
Wanting Dad to really understand how much I love him. And I'm like, what is the greatest thing possible? And it's the Camaro. It was always going to be the Camaro. Wow.
That is fantastic.
Isn't that cool?
I love
it. I really
this.
Like that, yeah.
That's so great.
And if any of my children happen to be listening right now.
You used to have a Camaro.
84 Camaro. I was Camaro boy.
With a T-top.
With T-tops.
Oh, my God. You were so cool.
So many years and pounds ago. There you go. Our moods have been changed. It's Woody and Jim in the Morning. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville. 93.3 FM. We're totally all about fine art now.
Yeah. Or throwing your money away.
This is a, remember the duct taped banana?
It was art.
Art. It was an art piece. Somebody took a banana and just duct taped it to a wall, and now it's art.
Yep. And that was several years ago, and they sold it for $120,000.
Which seems like a lot of money.
It's a banana duct taped to a wall.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more than that.
That's all it is.
But it recently went on auction at Sotheby's in London. Somebody, whoever paid $120,000 was hoping to, you know, reap their investment.
Were they hoping to flip this banana?
They flipped the banana, and wait till you hear the auctioneer and what it went for.
Flipping through the auction room, we're 5 minutes here. I'm going to sell it here. Fair warning, at $5,200,000. Check the Catalan.
So that was in London. He said 5.2 million. Most reports have been saying 6.2 million. I don't know if there's like a fee, convenience charge.
Maybe there's a gratuity, a tip.
Ticketmaster type charge.
<That's>
for
right.
The banana duct taped to a wall.
Now, is it the same banana? Because it was a real banana.
No, the banana is perishable,
right.
Obviously.
Yes.
What's your buying, and this is according to the, I guess, the guy at Sotheby's, the contemporary art auction house.
Right.
He says, what you buy when you buy Catalan's Comedian, which is the name of the art piece.
Okay.
It's named Comedian, is not the banana itself, but a certificate of authenticity that grants the owner the permission and authority to reproduce this banana and duct tape on their wall as an original artwork by this artist.
So it's like a banana NFT.
Yes.
That is ridiculous.
Now, you apparently also, when you get it, you do get a roll of duct tape.
Ah.
And
which would cost as much as $3 if you went to Home Depot.
And a 14-page set of installation instructions.
Ah, because you don't want to just go in there willy-nilly and just throw it up there on the wall with tape.
Yeah, you can't go, because the banana is, I mean, it's got to look a certain way.
Yes.
The banana is kind of vertical.
Yeah.
With the duct tape going across horizontally.
Right.
You are not allowed to, like, turn the banana into a smiley face and duct tape it to the wall that way. That is inauthentic. And the man who bought it,
yes,
who spent reportedly $6.2 million, is a San Francisco crypto guy.
Oh, God.
And he claims he's going to eat the banana.
Well, it's not the same banana.
But it's not the same banana. But in any time the banana is up there in the proper way,
yeah,
It is the original artwork.
Ah.
But
is that kind of like, you know, they went through a lot of lassies over the years?
Right, yeah, you just replace them as they die.
Or goldfish that you bought your kid at the...
Yeah, they'll never know. Yeah, he says he's doing it because it's not just artwork. Quote, it represents a cultural phenomenon that bridges the worlds of art, memes, and the cryptocurrency community. Mm. So it's about as normal and useless as crypto.
Right.
It's all a scam.
Where you use real money to buy pretend money.
Exactly.
And how was Gladiator 2?
Gladiator 2, I was a little worried because I love Gladiator. I hold high regard for
really, really good movie. Yeah.
Right. And Gladiator 2 was really good.
Really?
I mean, not Gladiator good, but it was really good.
A nice follow-up.
Yeah, I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
Really? Okay.
I really enjoyed it. It was all the things you love about Gladiator, which is like, you've got characters with strength and honor, kind of like Maximus in the first movie.
Right.
You've got, politics and backstabbing for power. You've got what my wife loves, which is totally jacked gladiators with no shirts on.
Right.
Battling animals and other brutes. I mean, it's got all those things. But it's funny, I hit up the Providence movie theaters yesterday for Gladiator 2.
Right.
And I went in the afternoon, which is not a busy time. I was the only person in the theater.
Really?
Yeah. It was showing in a bunch of theaters, too. So, it didn't surprise me that nobody was there because you could go see it later a million different times.
I've done that before where I'll catch a matinee in the afternoon and there's nobody else in there.
Yeah.
You almost feel like you could wave, back when they used to have projectionists before it all was run on a computer. You could wave and say, hey, can you pause the movie while I go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I'm going to get some popcorn too.
Yeah.
And knowing that there's nobody there at the projector and there's nobody in the theater.
Right.
I was like, I'm going to get comfortable. So I took my shoes off and I put my feet up on the chair in front of me.
Those are like some bad etiquette no-nos for, if you're in a crowded theater.
If there's anybody else there. If there was one person, forget it.
You could have sat there in your underwear if you wanted.
Well, that's it. It's like I realized this is a slippery slope. I'm going to make myself a little comfortable. I'm going to unbutton my top button on my jeans. And I'm just
sit there like Al Bundy on a couch. That's nice. Three things you want to know this morning.
Okay, so Will Levis ain't the best quarterback in the NFL.
Mm.
He's played last year and this year, and he's only won 4 games, and quite often some big mistakes that lose games for the team.
Yeah, and those pesky interceptions and such. Yeah.
Let's see if you like this idea. Sports Illustrated writers suggest that maybe the Titans are willing to move on from Will Levis and say he's not going to be the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And they suggest that he could be replaced by Aaron Rodgers of the New York Jets.
No.
Yes, just $38 million a year on his contract.
But they could Jets are also terrible.
They could go from what will probably be a, 3-win team to a 4-win team.
Oh, God.
He makes $38 million a year. Yeah. And the Jets are trying to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Why would we want that?
Yeah.
He's 41.
The season is over for the Titans. No offense, but it's over.
It's over. I know.
You're building for next year.
Get the number one pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get somebody for the future, not the 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, who's not doing well.
You're going to have to fight the Jets and the Raiders and teams like that for the worst records so you can get the first pick.
There's that.
The day after Thanksgiving, it's the biggest day for Christmas shopping. It's also the biggest day of the year for plumbers. Yelp did a survey and did some investigating. Yelp searches for things like plumbing-related stuff, emergency plumbing, 24-hour plumbers, and they came up with a list of the most clogged-up cities in America. And Nashville is number 3, only beat it out by Los Angeles and Miami.
What are we trying to flush?
So, yeah.
Is it our quarterback?
Maybe that's it. Yeah. I suggest do what the Pilgrims did for the first Thanksgiving, just to go out in the woods. Because you know they did that. Flush carefully.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, Hallmark is known for their Christmas movies, right?
Yes.
So they have announced that their Christmas movie cruise, the Hallmark Cruises, where you can, everybody who loves the Hallmark Christmas movies can go on a cruise together and I guess maybe sometimes mingle with some of the stars.
Or other, enthusiasts of the Christmas movies. Yeah.
Yes, it shall return. And they're going to be offering more cruises from Miami to Cozumel, Mexico, because they're just selling these things out.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people that want to go on a cruise to a tropical place to celebrate Hallmark Christmas movies.
All right, here we are wiping our feet on the doormat of a new weekend. We're excited about it.
What's your weekend looking like?
Tonight, my son and his wife, Chris, they're celebrating their anniversary. So nice. Alyssa, my girlfriend, and I are going to go out and hang out with Charlie and Ollie, my grandkids. And
do a little babysitting
while they go out and do whatever it is they do on date night.
Good for them.
Other than that, you know, no plans, so we'll see.
Wide open.
Kind of wide open. I like that. What you doing?
Recording some podcasts late this afternoon with my friends from the Untitled Film Project podcast. And we're recording reviews for Wicked, mm-hmm. Gladiator 2, and Red One.
That was obviously your favorite.
And tomorrow night... we're meeting friends, are having us over, a whole bunch of people. They've got a giant fire pit that is super, super warm. So,
it's going to be a chilly
weekend. We're going to need
it. That's going to be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just going to come back in here Monday smelling like smoke.
Exactly.
You'll have a great weekend. We'll see ya.